when I came to Maryland.
So getting back to where we're holding, we're in the middle of Borer. Right? We talked about Borer as the three, you know, main options within Borer. Is Borer about the removing of the soles, right? The, you know, general reduction of entropy by creating order in this mixture. It doesn't necessarily matter which one's ochel, which one's soles. What matters most is really the fact that you've, like, you know, created order from the chaos of the universe. Or a third option, that it's that you've improved the food. You had stuff that, you know, was potential food, but it wasn't actually food, it wasn't actually edible, and you've made it into food, or, right, potentially, right, you've made it even more edible. And obviously, the biggest nafka mina in that last point is whether or not, if you have a mixture of two foods, does that count as borer, right? On the one hand, it's already edible. On the other hand, maybe separating them has created, made it more edible. Is that sufficient? Is that sort of a gradual distinction between edible and more edible going to matter? So, just like a side point, that also comes up very significantly by Bishel. By Bishel, how do we define Bishel? Is Bishel the transfer from it not being edible to being edible? So the Rajba thinks that you only are over on Bishel when you make it from raw to Macho Medrusai, where it becomes edible. Not great, right? It's only like, you know, it's only half-baked or a third-baked. It's only just barely edible. But it's that transition from inedible to edible that really matters. Well, for the Rambam, you're chayiv all the way, as long as you're improving it, you're chayiv as long as it's, you know, as long as it's not mevushal kol tzarcha. As long as it's not completely cooked, the Rambam thinks you're still chayiv on Bishel. So it seems to me here, is the fact that you're improving it going to count if it's already edible, if it's already food, or is that not good enough? So those are our three big main shittos. And our application, right, was, you know, to what do we think about Bishel, about Borer when it comes to two foods, right? Right, and our question was kind of, you know, is there a hadara of soles? Oh, we're way past here. I'm just going to go through these things really, really, really quickly. Let's just actually, you know, our super duper chart. So one option, right, was that there doesn't seem to be borer, right? We're just going to say you're pater. Rashi isn't goreis the word shnei. So the Gemara just says, hayu lefanav mine ochlen. Doesn't say that there were shnei mini ochlin. And then it's pretty easy, right? You could say, oh, either there's no ochel, that it's already ochel, so there's no borer, or there's no psoles. And even if you think it's about the creating order from the chaos of the universe, you know, how significant does that creation of order have to be? Or maybe if they're both ochel, it just doesn't really matter, right? There's no real problem here that you're improving upon. That's one sort of way to make that work with Rashi as well. But Rashi says, look, there's no psoles, so there's no borer, right? The other option is that there is borer, right? We saw Tosos and the Prima Gadim think there's borer because there is psoles. Right? There is psoles to remove, and that psoles just happens to be whatever you're not in the mood to eat right now. So it's very subjective, but the definition of psoles is whatever you're not going to eat. Whatever you don't want is psoles, whatever you do want is ochel. And then says the Prima Gadim, fascinating nafka mina, let's say you're separating them, but you're not planning on using them now. All right, let's say there are peanuts and cashews, and you're planning on eating the cashews later and the peanuts later. Or you're not planning on eating either of them. All right? Since neither of them are ochel or psoles now, because you're planning on using them later. So you separated the two, but there's no direct psoles because you don't want either any of them, or you don't yes want one of them over the other. There's no psoles, so memelo there's no borer, says the Prima Gadim. Okay, the Ber Halacha, based on the Rambam, says no. But at the end of the day, you're improving the food, right? Because the cashews are now just cashews, and the peanuts are just peanuts, and they're not mixed nuts anymore, and that improves each one, right? Each one alone is its own flavor and its own You happen to like, I happen to like them separately. I don't really like them mixed together. So I do think that the cashews are better when they're not mixed together with the other nuts. And the Pashas of the Rambam himself sounds like it's not so much that you need to be improving anything, It's the very fact that you've created order that's sufficient to be mechayev. Okay, so although say yesh borer, then we saw there's this very interesting sheet of the Sefer HaShlama brought down in the Meiri, where he says, you know, that you need three minim of food in order for it to count. If you only have two, that's not good enough to be borer. But if you have three, that's borer. So we wanted to say that when you have a mixture that you're taking out and you're leaving, let's say you want to eat the cashews and you're taking out the peanuts and the almonds. So the mixture of peanuts and almonds are mixed nuts, right? Which are a tarobes, and that counts as psoles. But if you're just taking out the almonds, there's nothing wrong with the almonds, right? So the almonds are food, and the cashews are food, and the peanuts are food. So the fact that you took out, let's say you had just almonds and cashews, and you took out the almonds, so now you have almonds, and now you have cashews, so neither of them is psoles. Neither of them has anything wrong with it. But if you take out the almonds and the peanuts together and leave behind the cashews, which is what you wanted, so the almonds and peanuts mixed together is a tarobes, and those have some sort of chisaron. They have some sort of objective, I don't want to say problem, but, you know, they're objectively lacking something. So maybe you'll call it a problem, right? There, it's a mixture. So that mixture can be objectively considered to be soulless, right? It's less good than having the nice organized pile of cashews. But it's only true if you have three, because if you only have two, then the almonds are fine and the cashews left behind are fine. There's nothing wrong with either of them. That's how you wanted to explain the Sefer HaShlama, that even though they're both food, right, you need to find a way to give an objective definition of psoles to one of them. So a taroves could be considered psoles, right? Independent foods can't be ever be considered psoles. Fine, that's where we got to on Wednesday. Now the Yerushalmi comes, puts everything sort of in a very stark contrast, and basically says as follows: Beir ochel mitoch ochlin. Let's say you want to do borer on food out of food, two minim of ochlin. Chizkiya mar chayiv, Rabbi Yochanan omer pater. So Chizkiya says yachayiv, and Rabbi Yochanan says yapater, and straight up, you know, machlokas tanaim. Amoraim, sorry. Masisa pliga al chizkia, da amar bor va ochel bor miniach al shochan, Rabbi Bon Barchi, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, tipater shayu orchin ochlin rishon rishon. No, actually, right, they're eating it as you go along, and that's why it's okay. Va b'tani hu b'vad shlo yivror es kol osu amin. Imasakein b'shabes chayiv, al daiti de chizkia shakin habor kidarku b'shabes chayiv, al dat der yochanan shakin habor kidarku b'makum echad chayiv. Okay, fine. It's getting into the Ochel Mitoch Psoles Miyad Biyad stuff. Fine. Dati Dechizkia, this is the important bit. Afilu Igulin Migo Igulin. Even if it's you're taking cakes of pressed figs out of cakes of pressed figs, Afilu Rimonim Mingo Rimonim, even if you're separating pomegranates from other pomegranates, says Marek, Okini Afilu B'nei Nash Mingo B'nei Nash. Okay, so what about people out of people, you know, from people? So you're picking like different people for your basketball team. Right on Shabbos, so that's going to be borer, asks the Gemara. Right, it's like Rabbi Yochanan's objection. Okay, so now here's the interesting question. The Gemara in Yerushalmi basically says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Ochel Mitoch Ochel is fine. Right, because neither one of them is psoles, I guess. According to Chizkiya, right, even pomegranates out of pomegranates is still going to be considered borer. Now, how do you explain that? How does Yerushalmi see this machlokas? Okay, Nisham basically says like this: if you want to say that ochel mitoch ochel is borer, then you also have to say that pomegranates out of other pomegranates is going to be borer. Is that like a necessary position? Could you argue on that? Yes, Tila.
Sorry, just to clarify, ochel mitoch ochel or shnei minei ochlin?
Exactly, right? I mean, that's exactly the question. I mean, the Yerushalmi said, if you have two separate types of ochel, you have two minim, that's borer, according to Chizkiya, and therefore, even if it's just ochel A out of ochel A, that's also going to be borer. We're trying to clarify whether we're talking about two different minim of ochel, or, right, one minim of ochel, that just you're talking about different items within the same type, right? You're assuming that those are two separate conceptual categories. So I'm putting you down already on the side of
No, I'm just wondering if they're expanding one into the other. Are they addressing Shnei Minhagim and saying it's the same as like the two, a type A from type A, or are they saying it was never A and B, it's always A and A?
The Yerushalmi started with, right, let's bring up the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi started with Ochel A from Ochel B. Here, Ochel Mitoch Ochel is two different types of food, Ochel. Chizki Amar Chayiv, and B'Yochanan says Pater. And then it says, according to Chizkiah, even within one type of food, right, figs within figs or pomegranates from pomegranates, apples, you know, from apples, it's still going to be Borer. Because this is, oh, Chizkiah holds that separating the types of, you know, two foods from each other is Borer. Rabbi Yochanan objects. And then Chizkiah then also must say, that that even within the same type of food, there must be Borer. Right? Now, obviously, how could you distinguish between those cases?
Well, I think last time we spoke about a definition of Borer that's about, you know, preparing food and separating it from what you don't want. So you could separate those two if you see the food that you want and the food that you don't want. But if food is all the same to you and you're not really taking on this idea of like subjective psilet, then it doesn't really matter how many kinds of food it is. At the end of the day, it's food.
Okay. I think now, why would you then say that if, let's say you do think there's Borer.
Sorry, I lost audio there for the last 20 seconds.
Everyone did it? Everyone lost audio? Man, this is very distressing.
Yeah.
One sec, I'm gonna turn off the Bluetooth and I'm just gonna try it again normally. Okay. Everyone can hear me now? Yeah?
Yep.
Ish? Mostly? Okay. Fine. So, one sec, let's make sure that the audio is in speakers. Okay. You can all hear me. Okay, great. So like this. The Yerushalmi says, right, that according to... So why?
I didn't get anything after the Yerushalmi says.
What? This is not good. Why are we having... This is a problem. One second. We're doing so well in the internet department. One second. Awesome. Yes. One second. Sorry, I'm just gonna mess around with this for half a moment. Okay, what about now? Can you hear me now? I can't see anybody. That's a problem. No. Why are we having issues again? We're having so good. We've gotten like a long time without any distressing internet problems. We back? Am I back now? Okay. Hopefully this will actually work. Okay. Again. Try that one more time. Yerushalmi says, if you think Ochel Mitoch Ochel is a problem, right, Ochel A and B, then Ochel A1 and A2 is also going to be a problem, right? So what's the, you know, what the that assumption is not necessarily true, right? How could I object to that assumption?
Well, it doesn't seem to accord with the number of the svaras that we have for Borer. You know, you're not improving the food by taking out a random selection. You don't seem to be making any order out of chaos in any sense. And I think maybe you could argue that you're creating food if you designate the stuff you're taking out as the things you're eating and the stuff you don't take out as the thing you're not eating.
Right. It gets very easy. Okay. And it's like, what's sort of like the common denominator? Okay. Why wouldn't you say that between two foods any more than you'd say that between pomegranates, different pomegranates? Let's say one's bigger than the other, one's nicer than the other.
Oh, well, if they're distinguishable, then that may be a little bit different. But if there's a bigger difference between different foods and then different sizes within a food. Because different foods are inherently different, whereas differently sized would still receive the same food noun.
Okay, very good. Right, you're saying basically, you're saying inherently different. There's an inherent difference. There's an objective difference, right? At some point, I can say, look, if I have apples and oranges, so the apples are apples, the oranges are oranges. If I dislike oranges, and oranges are bad, right? There's something about it which inherently distinguishes between them. There's something objective that defines them as different, right? So I could very easily imagine, right? And we do have such an opinion. We're gonna get there in a second, right? I can very easily imagine saying that there's a difference between two things that are objectively different, even though they're both food, as opposed to two things that are right objectively the same, which I right, want one and not the other, right? Now, what's the Yerushalmi assuming for Chizkiyah? What's the basis of Chizkiyah's opinion? I could say, at the end of the day, there's some sort of objective difference, and that's what matters, right? What's the Yerushalmi assuming about Chizkiyah's opinion, which leads them to say what they say, right? That by equating between Ochel A and Ochel B and Ochel A1 and Ochel A2, right, those are all the same case.
Well, so it sounds like the Yerushalmi is saying the distinction isn't relevant. It's really, I get to decide what really is different.
Exactly. Right? It's the point of the Yerushalmi is that what's Chizkiyah's opinion is that Borer is totally subjective. We define things in Borer totally subjectively. What makes something so less? So we said, if you have two foods, said Tosfos, whichever one you don't want is the psoas. Why? Because you don't want it, right? So I could say that that's a limited, that's like a limited rule that allows me to, say that there's some sort of borer happening. According to the Yerushalmi, at the very least, that is the whole, right? That's the whole kunz. That's the whole chap here. That according to Chizkiyah, subjectively, this is psoas, right? Subjectively, this is ochel. So if that's true, if it's totally subjective, right? Objectively, they're all food. Objectively, there's no psoles. Subjectively, this is psoles and this is ochel. So if we're going to apply that to its logical conclusion, then anything that I want is ochel and anything I don't want is psoles, regardless of whether or not there's any difference between them, right? So says Yerushalmi, according to Rabbi Yochanan, two types of food, they're both already food, no borer. According to Chizkiyah, it's all subjective, and therefore, right, we go with that out of self, and any subjective difference is good enough to make one into ochel, one into psoles, and there's borer, right? Now, that's not so, that's not going to be pashat, because, right, according to Yochanan, there's no borer by too many ochlin, right? Because there's, and especially within one min, obviously no borer. And psoles is totally, right, it's the question of objectively, is there a difference? Is something psoles?
Okay, it's kicking out there for a lot. And if one within one min, you could say that there's a hypothesis of defined subjectively.
Now, the Truma Sedeshin
says,
even though there's borer within two different types of food, within one min, there's no borer, right? Meaning in between Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiyah. There is borer by two types of food, But there's no borer, and there's only one type of food, and you just happen to want big ones, small ones, whatever, right? Lo chashav breira, ela dafka b'shnei minim, v'lo b'min echad klal, right? Amram nira, d'me'od haya k'neged asfar asalev, d'shnei minim sh'ni karim b'ahed for adasam, hatichos g'dol sh'munachim yachad d'yehe b'er shaykh b'hem at all. So first of all, he says, borer is only when you have two minim. If it's only one min, there's no borer. If you have two mini ochlin, so they're two separate minim, they're two separate things, right? But if there's only one min, then there's no borer, A. B, he says, I don't even think, since really it sounds like, in a lot of these cases, if you have like big chatichos that are all put together in general, he says, as a side point, that shouldn't be considered a tarobes. That happens to be his like specific case. He's dealing with like big piece, like cuts of meat that are next to each other. Right, because they're independently identifiable. And he says, "Im chalik v'lahakel below raya brura." Right, he says, "I don't want to, you know, necessarily be makel without proof." V'lahakir ela sheyikach mishne minim lashvosa lashchosam l'suda acheres. The near b'tikai gavna lo chash borer. And he says another thing. Say two things. One is he's saying there's no borer when there's only one min. And number two is, let's say there are two separate minim, but you're taking from both of them. Got that? Two separate, there are two, if there's only one min, there's no borer. If there are two minim, but you're taking from both of them, it's also okay. Why? Ha'ol ubira mishnei haminim, hava ki'ilu borer mimin echad. Okay? Hava gav deyem ledaktik zeh, mimai dinakam shnei minim, ika lemimar delo da'asi laf, okay? El hech delik ala min echad, hava lo olam adiko tre minim lekamei, afilo yivar mishneim chashev brera, you could argue, against that, right? And he says, oh, but you could argue against that. Why can you argue against that? This is fascinating. This I like. This is fascinating to me. He wants to say that if you have two minim and you take from both of them, there'd be no borer. But you can argue that if you have two minim, even if you're taking from both of them, there's still a din of borer if you take, let's say, the big ones and small ones. Or the ones that you dafka want. That's a huge hint also to his svara. Okay? Why is it that the Truma Session thinks that if you have two types of food, two mine ochlin, then you can have borer, but if it's all minechad, there's no borer. Right? What's the problem there? Why not? So as we talked about, right? If there's no objective mixture, there's no objective difference between them, then there's no borer, right? But there's another thing going on. This is, I think,
is very key. Is that two different ones, one borer, you need some sort of difference in order to find them, say, at ones, you know, call them soulless, right? That's what we're looking at.
We need some sort of objective criteria to say that one is ochel.
There's so less than the other doesn't work.
Okay? But what's also possible is that why would it be that if you have two minim, right, and you're taking from both of them, so you're not getting rid, so neither of them is psoles, right? Neither min can objectively be defined as psoles, and neither min can subjectively be defined as psoles. So what would you, how can you be mechalik? Why is it then that you could argue that potentially there's borer? Right? Why would the very fact that you have two minim allow you to say that there's borer even if you're taking from both of them?
Well, he seems to be going the subjective route again, you know, that if you distinguish them by some other quality, like their size or the ripeness, that would also be a form of borer.
Right, but only if you already have two minim, objectively. You're right. He seems to be right. How does that work? Or how can you say that? So I think, and I think I love this Truma Session. You know, I'm just going to skip ahead. You know, I'm just going to leave that in the background for half a second. The Taz says, like the Yerushalmi says, no, right? If it's all subjective, then afilu min echad lo yivror, afilu b'min echad afilu gdolos mitoch ktanos. If one of them is big, one of them is small, so there's some sort of difference between them. So your decision that you want one over the other makes them ochel mitzolas, right? It's a logical conclusion of saying that. So your subjective decision
makes one of mitzolas. So kind of like in between things, like on one hand, Shmuel Heschel says he's an echad of the Lord. Says
he right across the board. He says maybe. Some of them got burnt. Then wrote a liver osan shalo niktichu osha eza chatichos dagim hayu midag chai beeza midag meis. He wrote a liver like one of them is actually better objectively. One of them is like burnt. One of them is not. One of them is overcooked. One of them is not. Then afilu b'min echad shayach brera. And there's some sort of objective criteria that makes one of them better than the other, then you could say there's borer within one min. But so he says more than the Trumas Hadashen, but right, less than the Tas. Okay? And if you cooked it in two different ways, it would be two different meanings. So there he's sort of trying to give it like some sort of objective, right, definition to like why one's psolas. I already put in the, no. Oh, you know what? Okay, fine. You know, let's skip ahead, okay? I don't know if I should really skip ahead. Well, too late. Okay, just pay attention for this 1 second, then we're going to zoom back. But I think this is like the key to understanding the Trumas Hadashen. There are two separate things going on in Borer, okay? In order to have Borer, you know, let's just look at the Yamshar Shlomo because he's going to explain it for us. The Yamshar Shlomo, which we talked about last year at the end, said like this. You have a Gozim, and you crack them, you crack nuts, and they still are sitting in their shells, okay? Even though the klipa is psoles, eino doma leborer ocha mitoch ha'ochel, the henim shem shem shnei minim. He says there's no borer here. Wait a second. If I have two types of food, that's borer. So you're going to tell me that peanuts from peanut shells is not borer? Elama. By two types of ochel, ochem toch ochel, hainu mishum mishem shnei minim. There are two separate minim, kipsolas va'ochel. Avahacha min echad hu, be'in shem psolas alav. Be'idze inin shem etakin ochem, mitoch hashomer, tikun ochel ba'almahu, be'in shem malacha alav. It says here, right, just like we said by dash, that the shells of the nut is like considered part of the fruit, and therefore there's no dash. So he says, oh, the same thing here, right? There's no borer, right? It's not nechshav shnei minim. So, right? In disha, right? By disha, we say by the nut, since it's already nechshav ochel, and the peel is the klipa is just like the shomer, just like the protector, it's like the packaging of the food. So then there's no disha. So same thing here. By borer, it's all considered one. It's like one fruit, and the peel of the nut, the shell of the nut, you just consider it's like packaging. And because it's one min, it's one thing, therefore there's no borer, says the Marashal. What's the problem? If you're going to tell me two types, right, ochel and ochel is borer, kal v'chomer, right, I'm going to tell you that ochel and psolas should be borer. Who cares that it's min echad, right? Here I have actual psolas and actual ochel. Why is the fact that it's min echad going to save me? If I have two types of food, right, and one's ochel, one's ochel, that's borer. If I have one type of food, then you could start saying, oh, well, one type of food, maybe, right, there's no objective difference. But here, of course, there's an objective difference. One's ochel, one's psoles, right? Who cares that it's one min echad? Right? The Marashal is coming and telling me, oh, because it's min echad, there's no borer, even though there's actual psoles. Right? Adkana, we were assuming the problem is in defining something as psolas, or is in defining them it as, right, something that there's the food and there's like, you know, chisar in the food, right, because they're both, because menecha. Of course, taking out the psolas would help the food, right? Of course, the psolas, the shells are actually psolas. So what's the Marashal saying? Right? His argument is that, oh, but it's menecha, so there's no borer. So So I think, and I think this is just 100%, like, just really gishmak and true. And once you hear it, it's like just, I think it just answers everything. What do you need in order to have Borer? Or more accurately, what do you need to be doing Borer to? As a halachic term. What's the halachic term that we do the action of Borer to?
We do it to psoet, right?
So not necessarily. Right? We discussed what are you doing Borer? Like, what is the purpose? What's the subject of the Borer? But in general, in order to write the context in which we're doing Borer, we separate a
tarovet.
Exactly. We do it and separate a tarovet. So in order to do Borer, right, there's an action of Borer. And so far we've been dealing with defining what is the action of Borer, right? But before we can do Borer, what do we need to have to do Borer upon? A tarovet, right? So the Amshul Shlomo says, in a chanami I'm doing Borer. They're nutshells, right? They're definitely psolets. So taking them out would definitely be Borer, but I can only do the action of Borer on a taroves. And I just don't have a tarovet here, says the Amshul Shlomo, because I just have nuts. I had nuts, I cracked them, so now I have nuts and their shells. But since the shells are considered minechar with the nuts, there simply is no taroves. There's no mixture. I'm doing borer in a chanami, but I'm not doing borer to a taroves. So I need two separate things in order to have borer. And I think that's really the key also to this Trumas Hadashin. Okay? Let's just see if I can... Yeah, right? What we're saying here is that borer, first I need a taroves, and then I can do borer. So says the Trumas Hadashin, right? If there are no two minim, I don't care if one of them is subjectively ochel, subjectively psoles, right? Because at the end of the day, there just aren't two minim here for to be a taroves. Right? The Yerushalmi assumed that once I say that subjectively I can define something as psoles for borer, then I can also subjectively define it as a separate min or as psoles, and therefore it's a taroves. Right? And that's Chizkiah and the Taz. As long as I don't want it, that makes it into Psoas and that makes it a Taroves. Right? Because subjectively, that's something I don't want. Right? And the Mishnah Brura came in and said, actually, you need more than that. You need, right, that one of them has to have some sort of objective superiority. Right? One of them has to be burnt and not burnt. Because otherwise, even though subjectively you could make it psoles legabe borer, even if they're two types of food and they're equally edible, in order to consider it a taroves, they either need to have been cooked in different ways, or one of them has to be burnt and therefore less edible. Right? Because then I can say that there's a mixture here. There's a mixture of more and less edible foods. But only once I have a taroves can I say that there's going to be borer. So for borer, defining something as psoles, maybe that could be subjective, right? And that's what the Trumas Hadashin says. Yeah. For borer, whichever food you want less, subjectively, that's good enough to consider as borer. But in order to have borer, you first need to have a taroves. So if I have two separate types of food, I have two foods. And if I have two foods, then I have a taroves. And then whichever one I don't want will be the psoles. That's fine. That can be subjective. Right, but first I need a taroves, right? And then, so just go back for a second, right? Where is it? Yeah, here, right. So first of all, is min echad chatichos gdolos k'tanos? Is there borer, right? Or like big, big pomegranate, small pomegranate, big pieces of meat, small pieces of meat. So the Yerushalmi says it's all subjective. Taz says it's all subjective, right? The Trumas Hadashin says, sure, you can consider one of them to be psoles, but you can therefore make it be borer. But in order to have a taroves, you need some sort of objective difference. You need them to be shtei minim, right? And they need to be two separate minim. It's not good enough for them to want to be like, have some sort of objective difference. And the Mishnah Brura says, maybe you know, you can have like an in-between state where if one of them is objectively different, even if it's the same min, that counts because one of them is like more psolesi, right? The Trumas Hadeshin says two things, right? He says, first of all, there's no borer if there is only one min, right? And if you have two minim, right? Let's just go back to that Trumas Hadeshin again. Vinire, v'kahai gabna lo chashav borer, hoel uborer mishnei haminim. Says if you have two minim, right, and you're separating both of, from both of them, so there's no ochel and psoles, right? It's all just one, right? You have two in the beginning, you have two in the end, so there's no borer. But he says, I'm willing to admit that I think, says the Trumas Hadeshin, I have two chidushim. I think that there's no borer by min echad. I also think there's no borer. There's no taroves by min echad, right? So let's say I have two minim and I'm picking from both minim. So I start with two and I end with two, right? So normally in math, we say if I have two on each side of the
equal sign, it's the same as having one on each side of the equal sign, right? It doesn't matter, right? It's the equation.
Trumas Hadeshin says, well, actually, I could be mechalek. I think there's no borer by min echad, and I think that there's no taroves by min echad, right? But let's say I have two minim, but I'm taking from both of them. So in terms of borer, I'm not doing borer between two separate minim, right? I'm doing borer of big ones from small ones, of the same minim. So the, in terms of, says the Trumas Hadeshin, I don't think that's borer either, because there's no objective difference between them, right? There's no separate minim. Ochel and ochel, I'm willing to accept as borer, right? But in terms of the same min, I haven't transformed it. I haven't changed it, right? The fact is that they're the same min. But if I'm taking two from two, right, maybe you could say, and he's willing to admit this as seriously possible, that in terms, since even though I want both of them, right, since I dafka want the small ones or the big ones, subjectively those are the ochel, and the ones I don't want are the psolas. Right, and since there are two separate minim here, there is a taroves. Right, he's saying basically you could have two separate questions. One is there a taroves? Are there two minim? Yes. Is there a taroves? Yes. Now, put that on the side. I'm taking all the big ones of both minim. Right, so I'm not separating between the two minim, but since there's a taroves of two minim, maybe I could still consider that to be borer. Did everyone get that? Right? Meaning I'm taking two, and I'm taking the big ones of both minim, and I'm separating those out. So the first question is there a taroves? Well, there are two separate minim, so yeah, there's a taroves. Now, is taking only the big ones of two separate minim considered borer? Says the Trumas Hadeshin, I think not, but I could see why you could argue. But his whole point is that you can only do this whole discussion once you already have two minim to create a taroves. Okay. And then, right, what's the hadara of a taroves? So one way to look at it is it's totally subjective, right? You need some sort of objective mixture of two totally different things. The other is to say, right, it's more subjective in the sense that, right, Mishnah says it's got to be one's got to be more edible, but there has to be something that's really there that makes them different. And let's say the Tazmah and Chizki and the Yushami say no, right? As long as it's all subjective, it's totally subjective, and whatever you want is the ochel, whatever you don't want is psoles, and that's true even for creating a taroves. Okay. Now, what about things that aren't food? Okay. How far can we take this? Let's say we're dealing with something that's not food at all. Can you have borer there? So you have several questions, right? One is, let's say, is there like a shame taroves there? And number two is there borer? Is there like, is there something called psoles that you're removing? Is there, you know, is there some sort of improvement in the, let's say, the kli when you remove the things that you don't want? Right? It's hard. It's like much more difficult to give a clear definition. Right? So the first question happens to be, is there even borer by anything that's not food or not bidule karka? Right? It goes to our general question in these from like back by Kotzer, like, you know, and Zorea and stuff like, you know, by Gdile Karka. Is it limited to Gdile Karka or not? Like Ma'amer. So Bekidi Eger actually thinks that it's only by Gdile Karka. The Prima Gadim and the Taz, and like most Achronim say, no, it's Pasha, that's even things that are not Gdile Karka. But the real question then is, what about Kelim? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Kasav Achronim, Hodim Bechol Davar Kishem Shnei Minim, Kilom Kelim Ubgadim Shayach Breira. Oh, look, they're two separate minim, right? You have like forks and knives. That's going to be a borer, right? But the Or Sameach says, no, there's no borer. Why? The borer gidrohu bedavar habalul yachad umishtamish kishuhu balul. Borer is where something is mixed together, right? And there's some sort of, you know, use or something that you need to do to it when it's mixed together. It says, in order to have borer again, you need to have a taroves. In order to be a taroves, they have to actually be mixed together. Right? He says, well, the Gemara, he thinks Yushalmi rejects that extension of Chizkiyah, right? Based on the idea of, well, if you want to say Rimonim, go Rimonim, why don't you say people from people? Perish to Ilu Belulin, they in a Belulin, people aren't mixed together. So if you take like a pomegranate from other pomegranates, there's not like mixture there, just like people, like each one's independent. Lefizeh, Borer Kli, Mitoch Kli. Right? You could take a Kli, let's say you have, you know, forks and knives. Taking the fork from the knives isn't Borer, because they're just not mixed together. There's no considered, there's no definition of a mixture there, right? And he says, oh, other people learned, you know, understood, were medayik incorrectly from Rashi. Habay ma'acharav, v'gan b'kli ika borer. V'tau b'zeh, they're wrong. There's no borer by kelim. D'melechaz borer tzarech shiyehit balul. V'ein zeh lo b'kelim v'lo b'begadim. Ela shemachol lav davko k'mo shabiyan. It doesn't have to be food, but it has to be something that's fun, that's mixed together. And by clothing, by kelim, they're just not mixed together. Right? Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says something, it says almost the same thing. I just want to emphasize the slight difference. Right? He asks the same thing. What about like silverware? So he says, Dabar Zeh Mishnei Tamim, which is fine. Ha'echad, the Dabar HaNikar Harbe, La'ayin Haroe, Lo Shayach Lomar B'Zeh Breira, She'in Zeh Breira Ela Nitila Ba'alma. Okay? If you have something that's very clearly distinct, right, and at a glance, you could instantly tell them apart, that's not considered borer. That's nitila ba'alma. You're taking it, right? Picking something up, right, is not borer. Everyone agrees that if you have like one glass, you know, let's say you have one apple on the table or one peanut on the table, right, and like on the floor there are peanut shells, I'm going to say, oh, that's borer. Right? The peanut is clearly very distinct and separated from the shells. So the same thing is true, right? Even if they're closer together, as long as they're fundamentally distinct and they're clearly distinct, right? That so far I think is good. And it's like a little bit like the Truma Sadesh was saying, well, if you have these big chatichos, then you're going to define them as a taroves. Like you have like big slabs of meat like stacked on top of each other. They might be on top of each other, but each one's very clearly distinct. Right? Now, because of that, that one's very clear, right? He's saying, oh, they're very clear. They're clearly distinct. And then Mamila, you're not separating them apart. You're just taking the one, taking it, right? Picking one up is not separating. Now, if you go back to the Or Sameach, is the Or Sameach saying exactly that? Or is he saying something a little bit different? Right? What do you think about the Or Sameach? They're both saying that there's no taroves, right? The Or Sameach saying no taroves, or Achshochan saying there's no taroves, right? The reasoning, though, I think is slightly different. Aruch HaShulchan is clearly saying it's not, it's, you know, they're just sort of clearly distinct. Right? It's Nikar Harbe La'ayin. Right? Oops. Dor Sameach, what's Dor Sameach saying?
It seems like the Or Sameach is saying that, that Bora doesn't exist as a concept with Kelim and Begadim.
Right, but why? He's saying because there's no Tarobas.
Oh, right.
You're right. You could have said, first of all, that's a good point, right? There are two ways you could formulate this state, this idea. I could say there's no Borer, right? Especially now that we emphasize this idea that the question of whether or not there's a Tarobas and the question of whether or not there's Borer are two separate questions, right? The Or Sameach and the Aruch HaShulchan are both emphasizing that there's no Tarobas, right? The Aruch HaShulchan said, because right, that's one way to say it, sorry. The alternative is to say there's no Borer. There's a Tarobas, it's mixed together, but there's no active Borer. We're going to get to that idea in a minute. But right now, the Or Sameach and the Aruch HaShulchan are saying there's just no mixture in the first place, right? Now, why is there no mixture? So the Aruch HaShulchan said, because each one is very clearly distinct, right? Right, it's Nikar La'ayin, Nikar Harbe La'ayin Haroeh, Zlo Shayach Lomar B'zeh Breira. What's the Or Sameach saying? Not so much that it's Nikar and therefore there's no Tarobas. Which is a very practical argument.
What does he mean by Mishtamesh Keshehu Balul?
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm not totally sure.
Point, but I'm not sure if that's like he uses it while it's mixed or something that he would find mixed typically or...
Yes, exactly. Very good. I'm not totally sure. It's a very unclear phrase, right? It's very not kosher what that means. What does it mean, Mishtamesh Keshehu Balul? If you have like peanuts and shells, you don't use it that way, right? You don't do something with it. When it's mixed together, you separate it. Now, I think what he's saying, so that's very good, right? It's clear, though, from that statement that he's saying that there's a fundamental reason why it's not Borer. Not simply that practically it's very distinct. I think Borer only applies when they're Balul Yachad, not just practically that it's hard to tell them apart, but in a manner, right, which is significant. There's significance to their interconnectedness and to the tarobas, right? Their mishtamish kishu balul, the fact that they're all mixed together is functionally significant, right? Not only practically. I think what it means is in the lob, one sec, there was a line here that I wanted to emphasize also, right? Bezeh im borer me oz esopoh shayim minim hevi borer. The devar she'ino balul lo shayach borer. He emphasizes again the shayach, they're not mixed together. But then he doesn't make it clear like, oh, there's some sort of use that you do with them together. I think what he's saying is like this, that the mishtamish kishehu balul is that you have something, right, which when it's mixed together, there's something that you need to do, you need to deal with that brera. You need to deal with the fact that it's mixed together, right? There's some process, mishtamish kishu balul, that it's mixed together, and now you need to relate to it as a mixture, right? So let's say you have a mixture of, grains and rocks. You cannot use the rocks, the grain, until, right, you deal with this mixture. It's a necessary sort of stage, almost, in the process of making bread that you have to then go and pick out the rocks. So it's a stage in and of itself, right? The silverware being mixed together in the drawer is not a necessary stage in setting the table, right? It could be one way, it could be the other way, right? It could be all mixed together, but that doesn't change the way you relate to the silverware, right? You're not mishtamesh with the silverware differently if it's all mixed together or not, right? It happens to be less convenient, perhaps, but there's no fundamental change in the way you relate to it. While, let's say, grain with rocks in it or peanuts with shells in it, right, is something that you have to relate to differently than regular peanuts. That's what I think he's going for. Although, again, it's a very opaque language that just says, oh, here there's like a fundamental different relationship between them when they're mixed together. And here it's like just incidental that they're mixed together. That's what I think he's trying to say, right? It changes how you relate to the object. You relate to it when they're mixed together as one functional unit. A mixture of silverware, right, even if they're all mixed together in the drawer, are not silverware, right? It doesn't become like its own entity, right? It's simply a mess. It's annoying, but it doesn't change the individual element. Okay? Well, the Aruch HaShulchan is talking much more practically about whether or not it's easy to identify them or not. Now, the Tzitzel Yezer just says something very gishmak, that he thinks that it's not that there's no Taroves, it's that there's no Borer. Why is there no Borer? I should have underlined the line. Forgot to. Mishum dinire dimalechiz borer lo shayach ela b'midi dela'achar sheyivor in haderech lachzor ula'arev hadvarim. Kimo, whoops, what is happening? No, what? No, not supposed to happen. That was very strange. Apologize. There you go. Okay, fine. Sorry. Start that again. The Melechas Borer lo shayach el b'midi de'la'achar sheyivor in haderech lachzor ula'arev hadvarim kemo b'chol psolas hanivor min ochel de'la'achar habrira shuv in ma'arvin ha'psolas in ma'ochel k'hai gavin hevi b'melechas ha'mishkan chem b'shnei ochlin right? So afterwards, what do? You take them all and you stick them back in the box and you mix them all together. So he says like this, anything, Borer has to be transformative. It has to improve whatever it is that we're doing Borer to in some sort of important way. If I simply take the food, right? The silverware. What do I do after I wash the silverware or after I use the silverware at the table? Right, I put it back in the sink and then it gets mixed together again and then I unmix it together and then I mix it together again. There's no transformation in the silverware, right? Borer is where you do something that improves the object or improves your ability to use the object, right? Which now is movil, continues on to, right, it being more useful. And right, and you don't just undo it a minute later. If it's just something that you happen to want to use now, right, and then you're going to put it back in the box, so then there's no borer there. Borer is a malacha which improves the object, it improves the tarovis, it improves something, right? But at the end of the day, what do you do with all the silverware? You put it in the dishwasher and then you mix it all back together. So you didn't transform the silverware by taking it apart from the tarovis, right? It doesn't become more useful in the long term because it's just, you're just going to put it back in, right? So it's, on the one sense, it's very similar to the Or Sameach, because what does the Or Sameach say? It's about it being transformative because you're mevarer, the ochel, there's no significant taroves because it doesn't transform the different objects in the taroves to be part of the taroves, right? The silverware are still forks and knives. The Tzitzel Eliezer are saying, let's say you have a real taroves, any taroves, right, which you simply put back in the taroves when you're done with, means that the act of borer wasn't a significant act of borer. Right? It's not that there was no mixture in the first place. Let's say there was a mixture. The act of borer has to improve the food. It has to create, you know, organization out of the chaos. It has to remove the psoles. But if you're just going to put it back into the jumble afterwards, then there's no borer because there's no transformation. There's no melechas machsheves there. So it's not that there's no taroves to start with. It's that there's no borer because there's no transformation. Right, the Or Sameach says the lack of, you know, sort of transformative power of the taroves shows that it's not a real taroves because it doesn't really subsume the different parts of it into itself. You need to have a taroves, not just a mess. A mess is a mess. A taroves is a mixture, right? While the tzitzayeds are saying, in order for it to be borer, you can't just, it can't just be that there's, oh, there's a taroves, and now there isn't. It has to transform. It has to be meaningful to what you're doing it on. And if you just plot it all back into a mess, right? If you just put it back in the box at the end, and then you do it again and again and again, so clearly it wasn't transformative, right? When it comes to food, you had a mixture of peanuts and walnuts, let's say, and then you take out the walnuts so that you can eat the peanuts, and then you eat the peanuts, right? You don't put the peanuts back in. If you're going to put the peanuts back in, that's not borer. So just, right, the Mishnah Berurah and the Shvi'is HaShabbos, and a lot of the Achronim think that there is borer by Kalim, right? But the Or Sameach, the Aruch Shulchan says there's no borer because there's no taroves because they're nikar. The Or Sameach says there's no taroves because it's not transformative. It doesn't get subsumed into the taroves, right? You're not mishtamish b'miyacha. You don't relate to them as one taroves, as one mixture. There's no process that you do to the mixture. And the Tzitzayeder says, it's not a question about the taroves, it's about the borer. But again, if there's no toeles, if there's no nothing accomplished by the brera, because you're just going to put it back at the end, so it didn't change the ochel, it didn't make the food or the useful thing more useful, it didn't make get rid of the psoles, it didn't even reduce entropy, because you're just going to put it back in at the end of the day. So there's nothing transformative, so there's no malacha. Right, so one's focusing on the lack of taroves, one's focusing on the lack of malacha at the end of the day. Okay, so we saw so far, right, just to, you know, sort of zoom out, is we saw that borer, in general, is really defined by both, first, the presence of a taroves, and then the question of the malacha of borer. And those are two things. First, you need to have a taroves, right? And how you define a taroves is not necessarily the same as how you define the malacha of borer. So let's say for the Trumas HaDeshen, we saw a taroves has to be two minim. The malacha of borer, he thought, has to be also two minim. But he's willing to accept that maybe a taroves is two minim, but let's say like Tosfos, you know, once you think that it could be subjective in our definition of psoles, we can also do that, you know, even within one min maybe. That's only true once we already have a taroves present, okay? And we're applying this idea also of what's a taroves, what's, you know, what's borer to the question of borer by kelim, borer by min echad within ochel, v'chulei. Right? While the Yerushalmi said, oh, it's just all, you know, if you think that you have too many ochlin is borer, then it's just all subjective, and then it just, you can just, you know, go subjectively across the board, right? While Rabbi Yochanan thinks it has to be all objective, and he thinks everything has to be objective, ochlin so less. And we saw that, let's say, the Bavli and the Trumas HaDeshen and the Mishnah Berurah, v'chulei, all thought that, you know, the taroves, let's say, needs to be more objective. You need something objective in order to create a taroves. But in terms of the borer, right, that can be more more subjective. And finally, when it comes to kelim, right, you need, at the end of the day, it to be meaningful that there's a mixture here. Not just good enough for there to be different things. There needs to be some sort of meaningful combination, meaningful mixture of them in order for it to create A, a taroves, and B, borer. Shukah.